Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at. Welcome to the FYI I Am Damaged podcast. This is basically an introduction to give you guys a idea of what I'm trying to do, get across, on top of the millions of podcasts out there. You know, trying to get my niche to it. Edit. Okay. Start. Trying to get my perspective on the damaged people, basically. Not an experienced podcast, or not experienced interviewer, not even an experienced conversationalist. You know, I do my best. I hold my own in certain circumstances. But I came up with the idea. It's March 1st. I came up, say, about January or February. And, you know, everybody's been through some shit in their life. So have I. I'm no different. I'm no special. And it just occurred to me, like, you know, like somebody just ringing a huge fucking bell. If there's so many damaged people, and you hear the stories, people who turn to addiction, who ultimately turn to taking their own lives, but you hear the stories of strength. You hear the stories of a person persevering and how they persevered. We kind of get the broad strokes if the person doesn't have a book out or they don't really expand on how they're still around or how they managed after going through such a damaging experiences. You know, I've been through, you know, passive and, you know, active, you know, experiences that, you know, I would consider myself a damaged person. You know, whether it's, you know, physical, emotional, verbal. And, you know, we'll get to that. We'll expand on that. But what I wanted to focus on was, how does that person persevere? What mechanisms in their head get them to put one foot in front of the other? What do they tell themselves? What is their body telling them? What is something they feel is, you know, it can be, they can feel it's supernatural, they can feel it's spiritual, extraterrestrial, I don't know. But certain people, you know, because not if that was the case, then you wouldn't hear about family members who just couldn't take it anymore and, you know, ended their life or were committed or, you know, just disappeared because they don't want to deal with it anymore, you know. But then what does somebody who has been through a damaging experience get up, go to work, get their kids ready, manage their house, manage, you know, any other family member that they have to, and, you know, just go day by day and, you know, not shed a tear, but you know in, you know, your heart of hearts that they're just suffering. You know, it's some people who have lived a good life or have lived a regular life and have never been through something can't relate to a person that has been damaged. And it's a daily thing. It's you know, I can attest to that. You know, so that's what I want to explore. Somebody who has to live their life and live also with that weight, not on their shoulders, but on their mentality, their personality, their you know, even their charisma. There's so much charismatic people out there that if they tell you their life story, you're like, wow, how are you like this? You know, and that's what I want to explore. That's what I want to say. Hey, what do you do? You don't have to be a charismatic person. You could just be a person that's still breathing and could have gone through something so insane. And, you know, and even then, it doesn't even have to be insane. Everybody has their varying degrees of, I don't want to say trauma, but it does delve into trauma. But I don't want it to seem like one of those podcasts where we just dig into the bad and always stay there, because I want to, you know, shine a spotlight on the perseverance. I want to shine a spotlight on the methods that a person can create for themselves who don't seek help and they thrive. You know, it could be kids, it could be they're just a person that, you know, they could have been a motivator, but because of what happened in their life, that they're their own motivator and only their motivator. So the person that they could have really been is, you know, not the person that they are. I've struggled with that myself. You know, I've sat down with my wife, told her, like, you know, what if I, you know, didn't go through the bullshit with my father, you know, or lack thereof, you know, or, you know, my parents, you know, the trauma that happened in my life, growing up with, you know, being a kid in the hood and all that. You know, not everybody from the hood's a thug. Not everybody from the hood is, you know, someone ready for war. You know, there are civilians, you know, and it's not what someone, you know, thinks it to be and has that sort of passive stereotype of somebody who, you know, is from a certain place. You know, it's, you know, the eclectic of a personality is everywhere, wherever you are. You know, you can find different people, different personalities from a people in a certain area. It's not just one path that people have to find, you know, that people have to live. And I, luckily, the way I see things, which I'm, you know, glad and proud of, you know, I'm able to see that. I'm able to see different personalities. I'm able to see, you know, the differences in people on a minute level, that it's like, you know, you're dealing with a lot of different people, and not what you only see on TV and not what you only see in your own little bubble of people you interact with on a daily basis. I'm always all about, you know, wanting to hear the perspective of another person. but maybe it was like a piece of me inside that, you know, wanted to reach out to somebody and say, hey, you know, you look like a strong person, you sound like a strong person, you feel like a strong person. Like, what do you do? How are you strong? You know, I feel like, you know, mentally the walking wounded, you know. This is, you know, well before I had a chance to be, you know, introspective about what I've been through, what I'd suffered through, what I had to deal with, you know, as a person growing up with limited guidance, with, you know, a family structure that you only see on TV that you envied and I didn't have. And, you know, sorry for all the road noise, but, you know, I want to get this out. And I want to, you know, I got to start somewhere. And, you know, selfishly, I'm doing this for myself. You know, it's hard to move through life when no one is there to hold your hand and tell you, you know, yeah, this is what you did wrong, but, you know, this is what you did right. You know, and if they're aware of what you've been through, they can tell you, you know, this, you know, what happened wasn't your fault. So, you know, yeah, it's, you know, certain things that I've been grasping with for years that, you know, it's, and it just sort of grew into this because, you know, I'm a helpful person, you know. My wife could attest to that. Hopefully my kids can attest to that, you know. And, you know, certain people in my life, whether they're friends or acquaintances, you know, all I want to do is help. But mainly, you know, I want to explore. I want to help through exploring. Because if someone's, you know, main focus is, you know, I want to help. They never end up doing it because nobody really wants to deal with that eager, helpful person. And it's like, no, you want to help me find my rhythm. Connect with my rhythm. Link up with how I think, how I deal with, like, connect with me. And if you can connect with me, then maybe you can help. Because people want to be so helpful that it's to their own detriment. And they never end up helping anyone, and then they always end up questioning themselves because they think they're not useful to someone when they have all these useful ideas, they have all these just very helpful methods that can probably help somebody. But, you know, I'm just trying to find that connection and that vibe for somebody who is listening and hears the stories that I'm going to put out there for you. People that I'll interview, regular people, professionals, and, you know, people that can give an introspective that I'm not putting out helpful lessons for you to heal. I'm putting out the stories so that you can decide that, you know what, wow, I can relate to this, I can relate to that, and that's what they did, and I think that's cool. Even then, if you can't relate to the stories that they've been through, but you can relate to how they strengthened themselves, how they healed themselves, how they managed to deal with something so, it can be outrageous, it can be deadly even, or just, you know, from the low to the high. I want to bring those out to the world and let you decide on what you think can help you heal. And even if you already healed, even if you have that scab, you know, have that scar, and you just want to be a little bit stronger, do you want to heal first and then get strong? Do you want to bolster your strength and then heal? Everybody's process is different. And I just want to set the tools on the table so that you can just walk by and decide, you know, yeah, this is for me. This is what I like. This is what I think can help me. This is what, you know, I think I can help pass along to my children and help me still become a better person. Help me discover who I could have been. If none of this happened, to me, that's just wild. That you can have a totally different person underneath you that kind of peeks out every now and then. And people are like, wow, you know, you were amazing that time. You were this, you were that. And then look at you now. Why, where is that person? Because they don't see it. They don't understand. But a person like me, and people just like me, people just like us, can see you and be like, I understand, I get it. I know why. I know what pulls back that person that people rarely see and comes out in whatever scenario, whatever situation that people love and, you know, can envy and be like, wow, you know, I really felt that person. You know, I love their energy. But why are they not like this on a daily basis? You know, why, what's holding them back? And, you know, if they knew what we've been through, then, you know, all the lights in the room would come on and then everybody would see. But not everybody's eyes are open. You know, two eyes, third eye, you know, whatever. And, you know, I want to explore that. I want people to tell their story. I want people to let the world know that, you know, look, you got a platform to bring this out. And share this with the world. You know, you're a helpful person. You've lived, survived all through the struggle, and you want to help those that are just stuck so deep in social media, and God forbid they're intertwined with those that are just, they just want to build a fan base, they just want to build a following, and off of just some bullshit, off of just, you know, their thoughts and ideas that they probably just sat on the fucking toilet and oh, this sounds pretty good. This sounds, you know, this thought process, you know, I think it's, you know, a good way to, you know, get across to people and, you know, have people nod their head like, yeah. No, motherfucker. You have to connect with the people that you've all have similar experiences. And whether they're bad, okay, traumatic, running the whole gamut, and they have no way to process this. They just live with it. And just because you came up with some fucking mantra or some thought process that, you know what, the universe came to me and you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta think like this, and, you know, all this type of stuff, it's like, no, ground yourself in the experiences, ground yourself in the physical emotional reaction that your body goes through when it's subconsciously communicating with your brain and you don't know what the fuck is happening to you. And it's developing all these sort of personality traits that walk hand in hand with the events that you've gone through that shouldn't even fucking be there. So how do you deal with that? How do you walk past that? How have people done that? What do the professionals do to help their clients get past that and go towards not a bearable life, but like a normal life, or normal as they see it, so that they can enjoy life, they can enjoy themselves, they can enjoy their families, their kids especially. Kids can see it, but they're not aware of what it is, and they just know it's different. They just know mommy and daddy, you know, you're different. They're not gonna say, you know, what have you been through? What have you dealt with? What have you seen? They don't know to ask those questions. They just know that something's going on with them. And would you rather show them what you're dealing with, or show them how you've dealt with it and that, you know, you can get stronger, you can, you know, solidify the good and make a foundation off of that and improve. You can never stop improving how you deal with things in your life, how you react, how you interact with people. You know, I'm not here for making things sound good. I'm not here to, you know, mush good words together and, you know, hit a whole rhyme scheme to make you feel me. You know, if you feel me, you feel me. If you don't, good luck. And I hope you find something that helps you strengthen your life, helps you strengthen your personality, helps you, you know, seal up the cracks that just, you know, that come from your damage. You know, everybody's damaged. I don't care what it is. Everybody's damaged. There's something that's going on. There's something that happened that, you know, gives you those defining cracks in your foundation. And it's just what you do with it, how you grow. with it and just make it something that, you know what, I'm better for this. And what made you better for it? What made you, how did you handle it so that you can be better at it? And do you want to share it with people? Do you want to say, you know, this helped me? You know, I want to feed. I don't know. That's wrong. That's wrong. People have their own thing that they cook up. So I just basically want people to share their recipe. And you know what? If it's good for you, it feeds your soul. If it feeds the damaged part of you and you're able to, you know, grow and do good with it, then that's what I want to do. I want to be the table that just offers all that to the people. And, you know, hopefully there's something there for you. There's something there that will say, like, wow, I think this shit can help me. And if not, I want to see what else is there so that I, you know, I can explore and decide, you know, this, you know, no, this will help me. You know, this is very, you know, I'm an introvert, you know, and it's not just, you know, and it's because of what I've been through. It's not, I'm not naturally an introvert. You know, I've had my, you know, good times, and you know, I know what I'm capable of, good, bad, and everything in between, you know. So I know, I know that there's more to it, and as I discover for myself, I want to help discover for you. And you know, and just explore the good in it, explore the funny, you know, all that stuff. You know, it's not a whole doom and gloom type of deal. You know, it's those that can look at it and laugh and, you know, just, you know, mainly find the good in it. That's what I want to do. And just do my best to be helpful for, you know, all my damaged people. And we can just grow and heal together and share together and, you know, be the best for each other and, you know, pass that along to those that we love and those that, you know, look to us, maybe rely on us, and you know, just the people that are around us, that, you know, if they're just living day to day, you know, have a purpose. And if it's not a worldly purpose, then it's just, you know, a purpose within their own sphere of influence. No, I knew a long time ago, you know, I wasn't going to be some superstar or athlete or whatever. And growing up as an adult, you know, it's just, if I can't help the world, okay, then I'll just help those around me. And, you know, whether it be advice, whether it be other methods, great. You know, I do what I can. And you know, that's it worked pretty well for me. And hopefully, lucky with, you know, this type of format, it can be, you know, helpful to more people in more places. Hey, you know, something could be here, nothing could be here, but I'm giving it a shot. You know, we'll get more into, you know, who I am, where I'm from, what I do, and what I've been through as this whole thing unfolds. And as it goes, you know, things will get a little bit better, you know, and, you know, I get my setup, you know, to the ideal way, and, you know, but, you know what, fuck it, it is the way it is, and I hate that fucking term, by the way, regardless, but I have everything I need, you know, I have my words, you have your ears. And let's see where we go with this. All right, I'm Oscar. This is the FYI I Am Damaged podcast. You guys take care. More to come soon.